April 30, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, Godly Routine. Opening prayer. As I spend time in your word today, Lord, I ask that you challenge as well as encourage me in my journey with you. Read Exodus chapter 23, verses 1 through 19. Laws of justice and mercy. Do not spread false reports. Do not help a guilty person by being a malicious witness. Do not follow the crowd in doing wrong. When you give testimony in a lawsuit, do not pervert justice by siding with the crowd, and do not show favoritism to a poor person in a lawsuit. If you come across your enemy's ox or donkey wandering off, be sure to return it. If you see the donkey of someone who hates you fallen down under its load, do not leave it there. Be sure you help them with it. Do not deny justice to your poor people in their lawsuits. Have nothing to do with a false charge, and do not put an innocent or honest person to death, for I will not acquit the guilty. Do not accept a bribe, for a bribe blinds those who see and twists the words of the innocent. Do not oppress a foreigner. You yourselves know how it feels to be foreigners, because you were foreigners in Egypt. Sabbath laws. For 6 years you are to sow your fields and harvest the crops, but during the seventh year, let the land lie unplowed and unused. Then the poor among your people may get food from it, and the wild animals may eat what is left. Do the same with your vineyard and your olive grove. 6 days do your work, but on the seventh day do not work, so that your ox and your donkey may rest, and so that the slave born in your household and the foreigner living among you may be refreshed. Be careful to do everything I have said to you. Do not invoke the names of other gods. Do not let them be heard on your lips. The three annual festivals. 3 times a year you are to celebrate a festival to me. Celebrate the festival of unleavened bread. For 7 days, eat bread made without yeast, as I commanded you. Do this at the appointed time in the month of Aviv, for in that month you came out of Egypt. No one is to appear before me empty-handed. Celebrate the festival of harvest with the first fruits of the crops you sow in your field. Celebrate the festival of ingathering at the end of the year, where you gather in your crops from the field. 3 times a year, all the men are to appear before the Sovereign Lord. Do not offer the blood of a sacrifice to me along with anything containing yeast. The fat of my festival offerings must not be kept until morning. Bring the best of the first fruits of your soil to the house of the Lord your God. Do not cook a young goat in its mother's milk. Reflect. When you think about the concept of a godly routine, what principles and practices come to mind? Which bit of your routine do you most value? Back in the day, are you old enough to remember? Weeks had their own routine. Monday was a washing day, and lunch was a fry-up of Sunday's leftovers. Sunday was a day of rest. There were no shops open on that day. Perhaps our lives aren't as geared to routine as they once were, but the Sabbath was important for the Israelites, and it should be for us too. There are numerous routines in this section on the laws of justice and mercy. For animals, too. They need their rest. They can't always look after themselves. They need us. This verse also illustrates the extra mile. Not only do you have to look after a fallen donkey of a friend, but even the animal of someone you hate. What strikes me here is that, whatever the context, it is never only me that is affected. We absolutely cannot live in isolation. Is it only our own little clique that we treat well? We must remember the animals under our care, servants we employ, and foreigners living among us too. Apply. What stood out for you in today's passage? Where is God prompting you? How might you go the extra mile in relation to mercy and fairness, in honoring the Sabbath? Closing prayer. Forgive me, Father, for those times when I have been so wrapped up in my own concerns that I have neglected you and the things you call me to in caring for those around me.